This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday, February 13th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here, right now. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m., and it is a Monday. Happy Monday. Hey, another day, another dollar. That's how you got to look at it. All work and no play makes you a dull person. All right? And all play and no work makes you broke. So you got to find a happy medium. And it starts on Monday. Yeah, we all got to go through it. Hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl. Got lots to talk about. We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. But, you know, lots to talk about coming in off the weekend in the first hour. So let's jump right to it. First and foremost, you know, I want to make sure your mind's in a good place, in a good space, so we can chop it up today. So here's how you chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 254-259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. This is a good question, but this is a good one, but this can mess you out right up today. Playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes, KFC coupons, Dunkin' coupons, and lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right, fully loaded. Here we go. This is a good one, boy. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 2% or 2 out of 100 will do this in the month of February. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. A recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, survey revealed that 2% or 2 out of 100 will do this in the month of February. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you work on that, I'm going to work on this. Your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And be sure to check out Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations. Top of Hill, Mackey Street. Flagship store. Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. But here's the cool thing. You can do your shopping online with Fine Threads simply by logging on to finethreads.com. Check out all the new merchandise. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. FineThreads.com. All right. Let's jump on in. Let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. Green light to clear shanties. Judge says policy to demolish unregulated communities lawful. Okay? So it's been deemed lawful by the judiciary. Story by Kendi Adams, executive editor. The decision of Supreme Court Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson that the Minnesota administration's shantytown's eradication policy and its actions in seeking to execute it were legal clears the way for the Davis administration to carry through on its own stated plan to address the vexing and longstanding issues of irregular communities across the Bahamas. Boom. So there it is. And you could read the rest of the story. We know it was a highly anticipated ruling. It's now come down. Let's get to work. And as long as we do it within the human rights protocols that we've signed on to internationally, and whatever international treaties regarding human rights that we've signed on to, once we, you know, adhere to those protocols, get it done. PM says government would deal with shantytown. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll, news editor. Prime Minister Philip Davis said on Friday the government intends to begin the process of dealing with shantytown communities now that a Supreme Court judge has lifted an injunction that prevented the demolition of shantytowns in the Bahamas. Quoted as saying, it now allows us to employ the process to correct those issues within the shantytowns. Well, Mr. Davis, you got the green light. Stop talking about it. Let's be about it. In the words of Larry the Cable Guy, let's get her done. Let's get her done. Get it done. FNM urges government to swiftly address shantytown issue. Now that the legal hurdle has been cleared with respect to shantytown demolitions, a judge has upheld an eradication policy articulated by the now former Minnesota administration. The Free National Movement is urging the government to move quickly to address the unregulated developments, which include shantytowns. I note that the judge referenced that the issue is one of national importance, said FNM leader Michael Pintard in a statement. Well, if it is an issue of national importance, let's get it done and keep applying the pressure so it gets done. PM suggests government still mulling decision on NIB. What? What y'all got to mull? You took a year giving us a quote-unquote break. It's still at 1.5% as far as deduction goes. My God, don't mull no more. If you're going to do it now at 1.5. We can't afford nothing more than that, man. And why we got to replenish NIV anyway? Think about that. That should never run out of liquid. That's there for me and you when we need it. Or supposed to be. No arrests yet in the latest murders. Police are still searching for the men responsible for the country's latest murders. Two men were murdered in separate shootings on Friday, police said. Police also said that a man who was stabbed on February 6th in the area of Zion Boulevard died in hospital yesterday morning. Regarding Friday's murders, the first happened on West Bay Street around 8 a.m. and the second happened shortly before 9 p.m. in Pinewood Gardens. In the first incident, police said a Dominican man was getting into his car, which was parked near a residence on Eaton Street, when he's approached by a man who was driving a silver Nissan Juke. The man exited the car and shot the victim multiple times. The victim, who tried to flee right onto West Bay Street, collapsed and died. Police later found the Nissan Juke, which was reported stolen a week ago. Let me get page 11, where it continues. But, you know, I don't like to leave it dangling. Okay, the other murder happened on Wild Guava Street, Pinewood Gardens, police said. The victim, a 27-year-old, was sitting outside a home when someone parked in a dark-colored Nissan March, parked in front of the residence. Police said a gunman exited the car, shot at the victim, and fled the scene. The victim was known to police, was taken to hospital where he died. So there you have it. Another pair of murders. And that's just becoming like part of the fabric. I mean, people have become so desensitized to it. That's the sad thing. But that's some of the headliners right there. This blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison 1844. So take it down. Grab your copy today. Or stay in touch with the headlines simply by, logging on to the NassauGuardian.com. All right, let's get out of the headliners and into the buzz. The buzz all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, and you can feel free to chime in. Let me know what you're buzzing on a Monday. But you know what we're going to be talking about. It's all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes and new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday at John's. In addition to that, they have a wide selection of casual, formal, and athletic wear for men, women, and children. In addition to all that, we got John's also has your workwear and your fast fashions with all your accessories to go along with. And they now have small home appliances and cookware. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta today. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. Naughty from the from that shantytown injunction started. I wonder how many new shantytowns and illegal homes were built because the judge is responsible for a lot of them. Boy, you're all holding the judiciary accountable in this one, eh? And feel free to chime on in, 422-GR96. Text lines are wide open, 422-4796, powered by BTC. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Let me know what you're buzzing on today. Of course, we're going to continue the conversation on the shantytown issue. Obviously, the green light given to the government. That's what the buzz is. It's time to get it done. What else is there? Let's check another text. Naughty, the judge needs to explain why this injunction was not lifted under the last F&M administration. Something is fishy. Years have been wasted. Naughty, Chest is so concerned about tourists and money, he don't know that Ellen Coakley has an outbreak of COVID and most of the parents works at the hotel. We may have to lock down Exuma to get this under control. Don't care how much shantytown talk they run on with, we protesting big time. It's time for Brave to wash himself and his part out to sea. Bye-bye. We all just fired up. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Head. Good man, listen here. If you can't wait, call me back. Naughty, the same judge who put the injunction in place lifted it. That's odd. Don't you think if you are capable of thought? So it appears that the PLP is playing politics with serious and real issues to make Mr. Davis look competent. We see through the game. We know better. You think? Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? What's going on with Diamond, Mr. Producer? That line bogus today. What else is popping? Checking some of your answers. Your answers are no, not even close. Not even close. 2% will break up with their significant other not to buy Valentine's. No. No, 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 no. All right. Naughty, so the Minnesota administration's shantytown eradication policy and its actions in seeking to execute it were legal. And it clears the way for David's administration to carry through on its own stated plan to address. Yeah, I read it. Thanks for quoting it again. I see where you're going with this, too. The New Day government and Justice Grant Thompson need to be held to account for their roles in allowing the illegal shantytown problem. All right, do we have this caller on the line now? It's the same foolishness. Oh, I see what they're trying to do. I know what that is. Ah, boy. But you know, A, you know you hit the prime time, the big time, right? You know you got number one locked down when they sending their minions to call and hang up. Ah, my dum-dums, don't you know you have caller ID? So it won't be a matter of time before I start pranking a few of you. Let's try it one more time, Mr. Producer. Let me see what if my theory's correct. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Yeah, that's what it is. They got the ignoramuses in their war room or they hole, wherever they calling from.
Let's call and just hang up. Let's call and just hang up.
We got other phone lines. 325-436, 325-4259. And text us. It's all good. Naughty. That's why you should cut off them callers altogether. They too ignorant. Stick with us, Texas. We'll get you where you need to be. Y'all could kill me. Ah, Lord. Naughty, the judge shall grant Thompson is responsible. This looks like this was intentionally held up. Or the injunction was held up. Is she still in her feelings? She needs to put politics aside. In fact, she needs to be. Listen, I understand your passion. I get it. I understand your passion. But for a long time, people were agitating for the ruling. We got the ruling. Okay? Now, if you want to have the sidebar conversation as to why the ruling took so long, that's fine. That's within your rights. Makes some sense. It does. Because you might want to look at it. However, don't get caught up right now, though, with why it took so long. Continue to apply the pressure to this administration to get the job done. The green light has been given. Adhere to the international human rights treaties we've signed on to and get it done. No more time for talk. No more time to wait for a ruling because the ruling's been handed down. Get it done. Now, we trying this again, Mr. Producer? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Nothing going on.
What's happening?
Wait, no, you ain't going to get sick. They Guardian cut me off.
Hey, what's going on, Gardner? Hey, Gardner, I can hardly hear you. Where you calling me from, man? Boy, Gardner, I could hardly hear you. I ain't trying to cut you off, but you need to call me back because I could hardly hear you, brother. All right. Hey, make sure I look out for Gardner landline. 1-800-GARDNER. Oh, 1-800-CELTICS. We good now? All right. So, Gardner, we can look out for the call. We got some issues with the phones today. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Yeah, we got phone issues today, so. For whatever reason. Okay, we got a winner in the trivia. And this is a good answer, too. I believe you all had to Google this one. But it's Take Down a Christmas Tree. Yep, Take Down a Christmas Tree. Two people in February is going to take down a Christmas tree because they had it up this darn long. Yep. So, yeah. For the rest of you who was just throwing it in there, you tried. Wasn't good enough. Mr. Producer, we good with this call or no? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Hey, listen to the Prime Minister playing word play, man.
You
the
see
Prime
it?
The Prime Minister said they're now, not they'll go about the seat. They'll go about the now.
Employ. Let me see it. It's right here. Hold on. I know which quote you're talking about right here. See it here? It now allows us to employ the process to correct those issues within the shanty towns. Boy, if that don't sound like a Perryism to me, that sounds just like how Mr. Christie used to talk.
The word play, man. So
what
to do now, just give them an oak law. So now what's going to happen? They're going to drag their foot. They're going to drag their foot until the powers that be appeal that ruling, and then we right back to square one again.
Boy, The more things change, the more they stay the same, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's just worldly. You know, and you know, and the judge said that this is a threat to security or threat to national or something like that. She made. So I'm trying to wonder.
But it's been a threat. When did it become a threat? I mean, because
my point exactly. At what point did you realize this is a threat? When the PLP, before the PLP went or after they went?
That's a very good question. Very
so,
good
you know,
question.
So, you know, it's just all wordplay. And it's just, you know, the prime minister didn't give no definite answer. He wasn't definite with his word. Hey, now we're going to go ahead and start demolishing these shanty towns. Now we're going to go about see if we could start dealing with this. See about what? You know, and my question is, that's another issue, right? CARICOM is coming here this week.
Uh-huh.
What the prime minister needs to do, the prime minister needs to address CARICOM and see how they could go about protecting the Bahamas borders instead of going to Haiti and try to send our guards to Haiti. Go about and protecting our borders.
Charity starts at home. It begins at home.
Charity starts at home. We got many boats. I mean, going in the back of the Defense Force Base out by the airport. You got about 5 or 6 of them boats in the back of the Defense Force Base on blocks. Put them boats in the water, send them down in our group.
I mean, when you look at it, it has to be done. This decision, I mean, to me, is coming finally. Better late than never, because the shantytowns have grown 300% in the last 3 months alone.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong. When the judge also said that nothing could be demolished, at the same time, nothing could be built. So when these people start billing against the ruling, they should have been gone.
They shouldn't even been allowed to continue, them said.
So all the new ones were built. They were out the scope of the ruling. So you should be able to knock them down.
But again, when you campaign on, we are Bahamians of Haitian descent.
So
I am you and you are me.
One of y'all and y'all
that's what you expect. Chickens going to come over the roost, man.
Yeah. And like I say, just listen to the words.
Now, listen.
Listen to the words.
As far as those assignments that you gave me, I want to let you know I was not allowed to employ the process to correct those issues and get to those answers, okay?
The reason why it can happen because it ain't none.
I can only shake my head, man. Honestly.
No, I keep saying
because it's clear cut now. Green light. That means get it done. You have a green light. Go ahead. Me and you show up to an all you can eat buffet, an open bar, and they say, "Hey, y'all two got the green light." You think they have to tell us anymore what the green light mean?
Bro, these people already get the clearance to go ahead and start knocking. Why bulldozers and why are they knocking from the weekend?
The same way, you know, like on election morning when they knocked down a certain road that was had been blockaded and they knocked it down. The same conviction, go knock down the shanty towns. And you do it within the protocols of all the international human rights treaties you've signed it on to. And once you do that, get it done and get it down.
That's why I could tell you it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen because it ain't happened yet. And the wordplay that the prime minister is using, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I'd be very surprised. If they knock down one house.
I'm waiting to see it all unfold now, because the ball is clearly in the prime minister's court on this now.
You're handling
the rock. You're running the point now. It's in your hands. Let's see what
you're
going
to run. No excuses. You got the green light? No excuses. Make it happen.
There you go. All right, bro. Be safe. Always good to hear from you, man. We got some other callers, all right? But good stuff as always. Let's get to the next call, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9. Let me check the text lines. Naughty Blind Blake could see that the judge had a political bias toward the Minnesota administration. Anyway, now that the way is clear, I don't want to hear any excuse from this administration as to why they cannot deal with the shantytown issue. Serious them are already talking about consulting with some committee. Sorry, but I don't expect anything from these guys. Ah, Lord. There go Mr. Sears, just getting in it again. He caught in quicksand. He's trying to get out, but he's just continuing to bubble. Naughty people have been saying this for years and years, that this illegal problem is a threat to national security. But time and time again, we are said to be homophobic. I think you mean xenophobic, right? I think you're using... Yeah. Yeah, I would say xenophobic. I think you got the wrong phobic there. All right. So, Mr. Producer, be good. Let's get to the first break, man. Hey, some of these answers, they were good, but not good enough. Congratulations to our winner. And of course, we'll get to the break, flip side of the break. We'll pick it up with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All right? And we'll pick it up on the flip side right here as the Monday, February 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hello, Monday, February 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let me check a couple of texts real quick. Naughty, when the government will knock down the legal shantytown downtown Elizabeth Avenue. Yes, Naughty, read the text correctly. Legal shantytown downtown Elizabeth Avenue. I just see who texted me this, you know. I need to double check these numbers before I read some of these. All right, so here we go. Get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, if you're hungry for deals, Crazy Tuesdays has got you covered at KFC Nassau. 5 pieces of chicken, 2 thighs, 2 legs, 1 wing, $10, VAT included, only at your favorite KFC Nassau location every Tuesday as part of Crazy Tuesdays. All right, let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. Looks like Tennessee is going to be the next state to limit or ban drag shows. Roger Waters has re-recorded The Dark Side of the Moon without Pink Floyd. Wow. Yahoo announced they'll be laying off 20% of their staff. And I know one word those staff getting laid off are not going to be saying. It's definitely not Yahoo, I'll tell you that much. Tim Allen has confirmed he's returning to the Toy Story movie franchise as Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 5. Harrison Ford said he had to shut down all the old jokes in the original script of the next Indiana Jones movie. What else, what else, what else? India is encouraging its citizens to ignore the Western celebration of Valentine's Day tomorrow and instead suggested that people hug a cow. According to the government, hugging a cow will bring emotional richness and will increase our individual and collective happiness. And maybe if you all decided to eat some hamburgers, you all wouldn't have such health and hunger problems in India. Why don't you, like, cook a cow instead of hugging one? All right. And that's a wrap right there. On your global warming, who's in, was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. All right. Let's get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. I'll open up the phone lines. You can take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. And let me know, you know, what's running you hot, what you're still buzzing on. And don't forget, Dunkin's got a favorite back and a brand new one. I mean, hey, you definitely got to check this one out. Made to order all day long. The Dunkin' Italian Mozzarella Chicken Sandwich Combo. All right, includes a bag of Big Lays and a freshly brewed iced tea. All right, enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The hummus runs on Dunkin', and I'm telling you, that mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin' is loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Get it by itself, get it as a combo. It's all good, and it's waiting for you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and two out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right. Naughty, your lines are being attacked by that thing called War Room, because you've now become a big-time threat, meaning you have a huge audience that's listening to you, and you're having a positive effect on the populace. Well, thank you, Texter. I appreciate that. Yeah, I kind of, me and Mr. Bruce kind of had a laugh, you know. We've been around this business a little while. You know, and a couple of giblets trying to rock the boat. But, you know, we have other ways to get the message out. All right? But we appreciate you texting in. Thanks so much. Ah, Lord. Now my question is, I wonder if that's my good friend Dave doing that. Dave, are you playing with my phone lines, Captain Crab? Are you? Really? Anyway, I digress. But Dunkin', listen, that sandwich is off the chain. And don't forget, you got your heart-shaped donuts going on as well. Right up until tomorrow, man. So get some, you know. Nothing goes better with the flowers and the perfume and all of that. Get some Dunkin' Donuts, heart-shaped donuts, and a little box of coffee. Drop it off to the office. Man, she could love you for it. And our co-workers could love her for it. And then everybody could be happy. Yeah. And then you went on the back end, fellas. Do the math. Do the math. Now, as we get to the break, well, Mr. Producer, we'll line it up. Let's take the break. We'll get to the break now. Take the second break. And on the flip side, when I come back, I got to deal with something for one of my nephews. Valentine's is coming up. And Uncle Naughty is being called on for some uncle advice. Boy, nephew, I'm reading this, nephew. Buckle up, stay close. I got the info for you right out of the break. Nephew, how you get into this? Mr. Producer, I got to show you something. I know how my nephew end up like this, you know. But it's pre-Valentine, you know. I think I know what's going on here. We'll figure it out on the flip side of the break as the Monday, February 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always-growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in-store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. barbecues.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you. When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Monday, February 13th edition of Talking Heads. And like I said, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, top of the 5 o'clock hour, we got the news for you. All right? And in addition to that, we'll be talking sports. And speaking of sports, be sure to check out the Island Game, theislandgame.com. Check out that sports book. Multiple ways to bet, multiple ways to play, multiple ways to win. The Island Game always reminds you to bet and play responsibly. TheIslandGame.com. Sportsbook goes off the chain, boy. All kind of bets for that Super Bowl yesterday. And we'll talk Super Bowl, too. Some of y'all crying. Some of y'all moaning. Listen, y'all Philadelphia Eagle fans, y'all get told it, you know. 5 o'clock, we got some of y'all. Y'all were the last to lose. Y'all were the last to lose. Okay? You were. That's all it amounts up to. Last to lose. You get nothing. My Cowboys got nothing sooner. We've dealt with it. We've processed it. Y'all got to deal with that now. Took that into the offseason. All that hype. All of that. Nothing. All them talks. Nothing. Anyhow. And for all of y'all, you know, who was out there popping off, my good friend, one of my broadcast colleagues, long time, Sean Innes. Yeah, Sean. I told you. You out with your beautiful little daughter running around before the Super Bowl, getting outfits, showing off. Boy, I could be wearing my Philadelphia jersey, and she got her Philadelphia dress. And I said, don't put that child, that's child abuse, you know. I can call the social services for you. Mine, sure enough. Just like I said, the Eagles can lose. Now I got to call social services. You see, Sean, you see how it go? But keep that same energy, Sean. You're my boy. I still want to hear them, you know, them texts. Fly, Eagles, fly, and all that. Yeah, man. I want that same energy now. Did you tell that big L? But we'll get to that in the 5 o'clock. We'll get to that in the 5 o'clock. Yes. Let me check a couple other texts. Naughty. They believe in lifting the injunction will cause Lincoln to ease up. That's not enough. Good point there, Texter. I don't think Mr. Bain going to run away from easing up on them now. It's a hot topic, hot button issue. That's where he loves to gravitate. Great show as usual, Naughty. The only thing, okay, yeah, no, I've been going there. Obviously, you've been cocktailing. You've had a liquid lunch, Dexter. Naughty, I'm convinced this is a gangster society. Brave needs to go. Here's a poor excuse for Prime Minister. What a waste. Too much nepotism, too much cronyism, and too much traveling. Boy, you all sounding off today. I feel some of you are coming off that Super Bowl buzz. You know what I mean, Mr. Producer? You know, when you finally topping off after cocktail and you finally leveling off and come down the line. Pshhh, that's a little, you know, decompression. Mm-hmm. See, y'all in rare form today, boy. He's real. All right. Mr. Producer, you got that lined up for me? All right. Now, listen. My nephew has texted me, one of my nephews. When I say nephews, not biological, but I have some very close friends. And, you know, considering I'm my only child, their kids are like my nephews or my nieces, you know? I'm the Uncle Naughty, and it's all good. It's, you know, and they vary in age. This one right here, this one of my older nephews. He's 22-year-old. Uncle Naughty, she's at it again. Valentine's is here, and the pressure is on. Even though I had a shabby Christmas and she got everything, I was expecting to get a little more of this Valentine's. Maybe more on her and less on me. But it seems like, again, if I don't shower with gifts, the attention and the affection is dried up. Nephew, I don't even need to go on with this. Okay? Obviously, look at this text. Basket? Okay, nephew, what these young ladies be into today, man? Mr. Producer, she dropping hints like bag and perfume, basket and shoes to match bag and outfit and nails done. Why she gotta get her nails done for Valentine's and y'all ain't going out? Nephew, let me tell you something. Let me read some. Oh, she in the car with you now? Okay, all right, nephew. Listen to me. What I think you need to do is cut your losses, all right? If she's not into you for you, then you don't need her. Because there will come a time where you have a significant other in your life and you'll need them. You may be in a position where you can't walk, you can't talk, whatever. And love is them standing by you and sticking through you with that thick and thin, all right? And if you two can't share like a one piece from KFC because things tough, or a five-course meal from, you know, Grey Cliff and everything in between, then you don't need her. You don't. Because obviously she's into materialistic things. Let her know who your uncle is and let her know you ain't the conk or the salad. That means you ain't mixed up and you ain't no conk. As a matter of fact, I could play one for you right now. And I want you to lean back in your chair, look her dead in the eye, and tell her, listen to Biddy McLean. Mr. Producer, run the Biddy. And tell her, listen very keenly to Biddy McLean. And let her know you're about to become a statistic. Yes. Let her know that her boyfriend about to break up with her on Valentine's, so he won't have to buy her nothing. Give her a little bit of that cold treatment. I guarantee you she'll be right back if she really loves you. But in the meantime, tell her to listen to Biddy and kick your head back, look out the window, and survey the scenery, youngster. Uncle Naughty love you.
But it's just a feel within me when you touch my hand.
Tell her listen to this part coming up right here. Tell her listen to Biddy real good. Listen right here. Listen keenly.
So I'm leaving. Yes, I am. This time I'm playing it smart. I'm gonna walk away from love. Before love, I
assistant producer. Wait, listen to that. Our texters have no chill. Naughty, tell your nephew stop checking red woman. Sound like he's dealing with a red woman. Get him going, Doc. I got your text. I got you. Here come the next text. Check this one out. No man.
But you know it's gonna
tell him stick to the mangoes, Naughty. You're stopping. You're stopping.
To stop me walking out that door. See your arms that you've got around me. Will let me go someday.
Nephew, hold on, nephew. Oh, look here. Naughty, let your nephew know. Sounds like she's a gold digger, and it's coming from a female. Tell your nephew to ask her what she's bringing to the table. In fact, tell him to give her a list of the gifts that he wants. And if she don't get it, you know a real woman will hook him up. Oh, Lord, let's go to the break. Dear God. Nephew, happy Valentine's. Mr. Producer, man, let's go to the break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Monday, February 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time. And, of course, you know we got to set it off like we do each and every day. Let me get into the sports today and sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And listen, man, Naughty Johnny's hooking it up for Valentine's, man. Wow, wow, wee, wow. Yes, man, be sure to check them out. They're doing big things, all right? Yes, man. They got the Valentine's special going on, so be sure to check them out on that. All right, don't forget Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. So take advantage of that, all right? And like I say, be sure to check them out. Give them a call, see what all they got going on, 377-7776, all right? And check out this Valentine's menu, man. Oh, Lord, look at it. I just love their menu, man. Off the chain. You got surf and turf filet. All right, surf and turf filet of beef and lobster tail, garlic mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, mushroom gravy, glass of champagne, all right, and the special homemade Valentine's brownie with fresh raspberry buttercream a la mode. Oh, my God. $60, that included, all right, all day long. All right, and check that out, all right? Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip, like I say, to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't forget happy hours every Wednesday, every Friday, all right? Give them a call, 377-7776. All right. So, here we go. Jump on in. Let's have a gander at what happened on this day in sports history. February 13th, 1920, the National Negro Baseball League was organized. 1923, the Renaissance, the first black pro basketball team was organized. 1937, the NFL's Boston Redskins moved to Washington. 1953, the Philadelphia Athletics changed the name of Shively Park to Connie Mack Stadium. The change was in honor of their longtime owner and manager. 1965, 16-year-old Peggy Fleming won the ladies' senior figure skating title at Lake Placid, New York. Let Pearly in, man. Let Pearly in. Pearly trying to zoom in. Let Pearly in. You ain't see Pearly? Pearly, check the zoom, sir. You there now, right? All right, well, you need to zoom. So keep an eye out for the Pearl. The Pearl will be chiming in. Okay? Let me get back on this day in sports history. 1937, the NFL's Boston Redskins moved to Washington. 1953, the Philadelphia Athletics changed the name of Shively Park to Connie Mack Stadium. The change was in honor of their longtime owner and manager. 1965, 16-year-old Peggy Fleming won the ladies' senior figure skating at Lake Placid. 1973, Frank Mihaljevic of the Montreal Canadiens scored his 1,000th career point in the NHL. 1977, Dr. J, Julius Erving, played his first NBA All-Star game. He was voted MVP with a 30-point, 12-rebound performance. 1982, Brian Trottier of the New York Islanders scored 5 goals against the Philadelphia Flyers. 1983, Marvin Gaye sang the U.S. National Anthem at the NBA All-Star game. Also in 1983, the WBC World Boxing Council became the first to cut matches from 15 to 12 rounds. 1990, Brian Trottier again of the New York Islanders scored his 500th career goal in the NHL. 2002, Bill Simpson filed a defamation suit against NASCAR for blaming a seatbelt made by Simpson Performance Products for the death of Dale Earnhardt a year before. Simpson said that all he wanted was an apology, but when NASCAR refused, he filed the suit. 2008, Roger Clemens denied having taken performance-enhancing drugs in testimony before Congress. And here's your sports quote of the day. I always felt that my greatest asset was not my physical ability, it was my mental ability. Bruce Jenner. There you have it. That's a wrap on today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget that great Valentine's special going on tomorrow. 377-7776. Get yours in and order in now. Be sure to grab yours tomorrow. They're going to go like hotcakes. All right, we got Pearly in. So what's going on with Pearly, man? Pearly trying to get in. So keep an eye out. He might be on the road. away from the fryer. But let's slide on into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's all about that plant-based Whopper. Be sure to check them out on the plant-based Whopper. Everything that's a Whopper, except for the meat. And it's all plant-based, and you wouldn't believe it's a Whopper. All right? So be sure to check that out at your favorite Burger King location. All right? Get it by itself or get it as a combo. All right? For takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. All right. Let's check out the local sports scene real quick. Be my running partner, the BAAA inviting corporate community to partner with them. Story by Sheldon Longley. With a budget nearing $1 million for the 2022-2023 track season, inclusive of the international travel of about 8 national teams, the BAAA is inviting the corporate community of the Bahamas to come forward and partner with them to support track and field in the country. Under the theme, Be My Running Partner, the BAAA will stage a cocktail reception for potential partners this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Humidor at Greycliff. Diana Lynn Classic produces Carifta qualifiers. Story by Simba French. It seems like every local meet this year, there's a new Carifta qualifier. And the Diana Lynn Thompson Classic at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium this past weekend was no different. And there were four more unofficial qualifiers for the Bahamas for the 2023 Carifta Games. The meet was hosted by the Roadrunners Track and Field Club. Four Carifta qualifiers joined the list of 24 qualifiers to increase the number to 27. Corey Adderley was able to make the qualifying mark in the under 20 girls high jump. Okay, so that was another good qualifier. Finishing second behind her was extreme athletic Alexandria Komalafian, who was already qualified. And Parrish Rowe from Leap of Faith recorded a jump of 1.49 meters. And there was another qualifier in the field events. This time it came from Demian Bryce, the second in the under 17 boys triple jump. So there you have it. This Carifta team going to be loaded, looks like, from all levels. Johnson sets new state record in the pool. Bahamian junior swimming sensation Marvin Johnson put on a record-breaking show at the Tennessee Interscholastic Swim Coaches Association High School Swimming and Division State Championships, which was held at the University of Tennessee's Allen Jones Aquatic Center in Knoxville, Tennessee. Johnson, who swims for McCallie School out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, broke two state records, the 50 and 100-yard freestyle races. Also swimming for McCallie and breaking the school record was Bahamian Caden Wells. Bahamian Asher Johnson also swam from Cali. All three swimmers will be looking to represent the Bahamas at the upcoming 2023 Carifta Swimming Championships. Carifta swim team looked like that could be loaded. Anyhow, that's a wrap on the local scene right there. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Any sighting of the Pearl Meister? We got him now? All right, so we'll wait for Pearly to chime in. And as we get ready to get to the first break, I'll wait for Pearly to chime in. And then, you know, we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break. So do we have Pearly? So we got him? He's connecting it. Okay. So as we wait for Pearly to connect, we'll get up into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. All right? But that'll be coming up on the flip side of the break. So what we'll do is let's get to the first break right now, Mr. Producer. Let's get that out the way. On the flip side of the break, we'll chime on in. Pearly will be in the building, and we'll be talking who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Recap of the Super Bowl. Got the NBA All-Star Game coming up and post-trade fallout. And we got some Major League Baseball offseason news as well. All right, so we'll be talking all of that on the flip side of the break. And don't forget, Rich Eisen taking us home today, all right, with his Super Bowl recap and what Mahomes winning the Super Bowl really means for the NFL moving forward. All right, all of that's coming up on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday edition, sorry, as the Monday, February 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant.
Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian Mozzarella Chicken Sandwich Combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the
trip. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We'll be right back.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:25 p.m. is the time on this Monday, February 13th edition of Talking Heads. And like I said, probably trying to get in. We got a little... trying to get it squared away. And once we get pretty squared away, we'll be good to go. And we can chime in and talk with him. But as we wait for Pearly to chime in.
And he's here.
And he's here. There it is. We got Pearly in the building. And it's all about who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And big up to Tropical Gyros. You got them on Mackie and Rosetta until 6. And out there at R&D, JFK in the West until 7. So you got ample opportunity to get your gyro on. And yeah, we talking who's in and who's out. Well, who's in? Just like I said. And who called the walk-off field goal there, Pearly?
Actually, Peter said it was a three-point win. You said field goal to win it. I think Pete Bode, I thought it was 31-17.
I said 31-30, and they were going to win it on a walk-off field goal.
Yeah, Peter said it was a three-point win. I think Peter was pretty close. I think he said 37-34 or something like that.
Yep. But nobody got. But it ended just how I said, the field goal, baby.
Yeah, it sure did. But not quite, because they had a couple more seconds in. They didn't like time.
That's still.
But
that's
you were close. You were close. But close only count in horseshoes and something else.
And all them Eagle fans, they could take all that paraphernalia and stick it, because they just were last to lose.
That's true. But I was going to say they look like they can control that league for a little bit, but they got a bunch of free agents and they got to pay Hurts. So
oh, yeah.
To see what they do.
They could be right back now. That NFC East will have another champion next year, because they don't have a back-to-back champion in the last 20 years.
So, yeah, that could be Dallas.
No, you never know. Might be the Giants, might be the Redskins.
There ain't been no Redskins, so that's so fool yourself.
You know, it just might be one of them. Yeah. But I would like for it to be the Cowboys, you know?
I did a different thing. I didn't go out to a Super Bowl. I just had a small, intimate crowd. And I was able to really watch the game this year a lot better than you normally do when you go to those parties.
Uh-huh.
And I actually enjoyed the game. If Kansas City defense played in the first half or they played in the second half, they might have beat them 31-17.
They did, man.
You know, but I thought it was a really good game. Mahomes showed me he's the GOAT. I would say the greatest of all time. He's really the best there is right now. I wouldn't say the GOAT, no.
No, but I mean, come on.
He's the new face of the league. I got respect for that brother. I mean, I saw the pain he was in, and that brother came and he performed, you know? So
he does.
And guess what? No shame. To Philly, you know, Philly played a hell of a game. It hurts, shows me he's in the league to stay. He's going to be a top quarterback in the league for years to come. Philly played a great game. This Kansas City I think it boiled down to experience and that veteran. When I say veteran, you've been in the Super Bowl. This is your third Super Bowl. You know, you're ready, lost, you're unwin. You know, you're ready, been. So you've been there. You know what it is to do that. And I think that was the difference in the game. Really, really was the difference in the game. Because that defensive holding, that's a mistake, a basic mistake. That you don't make it down.
I don't want the Philadelphia fans to cry about it, because the cornerback Bradbury said in the post game interview that he grabbed the shirt, he grabbed the jersey.
No. Ain't no argument but that. I don't give it nobody. I saw somebody on ESPN trying to say, "Oh, that was hard." No, you think, and I think R.C. Hill made a really good observation. He says you want the referee call it in game 7, in week 7, the same way he can call in the Super Bowl. Not because it's the Super Bowl, you let him get away. A holding is a holding. The brother held him. You saw it twice, he held him. You saw it when he grabbed the jersey the first time, and then when he made his cut, you saw when he grabbed the jersey on the left side again. It was obvious. You don't make them kind of mistakes that deep in the thing.
Yeah,
so
that's
paid
true.
For it. Sometimes you get away with it. You just didn't get away with it.
All right, let's hear from Pat Mahomes post-game there, Pearly. Two Super Bowls. Two out of three Super Bowls in victories in the Super Bowl in three appearances. Second Super Bowl in what, 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah. I think he won the first year, lost the second year, got beat in the playoffs. So this is three and 4 years, I guess. Two and four and 4 years.
Yeah.
So he's two and one in the Super Bowl, you know.
And you know,
saying, can he do what Brady did? You know,
let's see. Let's see. Let's see. And see, the thing about it is Rich Eisen is taking us home today. And guess what? His whole theory and his whole, you know, the segment that we're going to listen to is what Patrick Mahomes' second Super Bowl rings means for his Hall of Fame career and legacy, if he could actually do it.
And the key about it, before we go to that, before we go to listen to Mahomes, they already paying him. So he's got his money. He's only taking up 17% of the salary.
They did a great job at that.
Which is one of the youngest teams in the NFL who got a couple dollars to spend. So they could be there. This could be the new England, if you want to call it the new England.
This definitely could be.
This could be that because they got it in place. They've done a great job of getting their quarterback salary out of the way. Not like how Philly got to pay Hurts now. So they're going to pay Hurts now. That could hurt them. They can lose some players because they got to find money for him now. But Kansas City already paid Mahomes. He's locked down. Now you got some other players that you can pay. You got some money that you can spend. They're in a really good spot. They're in a really, really good spot.
I think so. So let's see. I mean,
I thought I was going to hear Mahomes talk. There was a segue to it.
I'm waiting for him right now.
I guess producer didn't buy it to me yet. We got to get to know each other a little better.
No, producer right there, man. He good to go. I think he bet on Philly yesterday. But anyway, let's go.
Oh, Lord.
Let's go to Mahomes.
Oh, Lord.
Joining us right now is the MVP of the league, the MVP of the game, Mr. Everything, quarterback Patrick Mahomes. First of all, congratulations, man.
I appreciate you, man. There's nothing like sitting on this set right now.
How about sitting on this set for the second time? Is it any different than the first?
It's completely different. That first time, I didn't even know how great winning a Super Bowl was. And then to deal with the failure the last 2 years, losing a Super Bowl, losing the AFC Championship game in overtime, I appreciate this so much more, man. And I'm proud of those guys that play with me.
And Patrick, yeah, Thursday night your mom told me there wasn't any doubt in her mind that y'all gonna win this game. You think she got nervous when you hurt your ankle there before the half?
My mom always is nervous on game day. We knew it was gonna be a great challenge, man. That was a great football team. I thought it was two best football teams in the league playing against each other, and we made enough plays at the end of the game, man. It was an amazing game. And I'm glad that we came out on top.
And it was something. We went to this game thinking the Eagles D-line is going to put so much pressure on you. Your O-line stepped up. But even going in at halftime, you guys are down. You hurt your ankle. What do you tell yourself? And what is said in that locker room for you guys to come out the way you did in the second half?
Yeah, what I did was I challenged the guys to leave everything they had on the field. And it wasn't just me talking. There were several guys talking in that locker room. And I knew if I challenged the guys to leave everything they had, I had to leave everything I had on the football field. And so we knew the game was going to be won with the offensive line up front, offensive line, defensive line, and both sides stepped up, especially when it counted. And I mean, it was an amazing game, and I'm proud of those guys.
158 yards on the ground, 44 by you, with a bad ankle.
Yeah, no, I realized in that second half I just have to run straight. If I cut, that's what I hurt. I showed off all that 4.8 speed I showed at the combine by just running straight down the middle.
Hey, Patrick, what is it? Because when I was talking to you earlier, the fact that this football team, with hardly any time left, especially in the fourth quarter, y'all dig down and you're a totally different football. Start scoring points, you start hitting big plays. Is that something you practice or does it just happen?
I think people say you're battle tested. We play games like this all year long. I don't think the fans liked it because we were in a lot of tight games no matter what every week, but it tested us for these moments. And so over the last few years, man, I've had some key guys that have been on my team that have been in those moments with me, and I relied on them to be leaders with me. We found a way to win at the end, man. It's just we got to get down 10 early, and then we'll figure out a way to win.
It works for you. Hey, you know what's different? You said this feels different. Last time you won a Super Bowl, you weren't a husband and a father. Your family is right here. Why don't you call your wife, Brittany?
Hey,
and
Brittany.
Your daughter up.
Come on up.
Yeah. You get to celebrate with them this time, and that has to be a much better feeling for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to celebrate with the fam, my son was here as well earlier, but he's in bed right now. Sterling, she loves watching dad play football. She knows all the Chiefs games, everything like that. To have her here, man, it's going to make it a special moment in my life.
What's it like for you, Brittany?
And Brittany, what's it like when you see Patrick get hurt right before halftime? What's going through your mind? When he got even hurt his ankle again going to halftime, what's going through your mind?
He'll be back out there and he'll finish the game. I'm not even worried.
He's spoken like a wife, no doubt whatsoever. Congratulations to your entire family, and that includes your Chiefs family and all of Chiefs Kingdom. Thank you so much for joining us, Patrick.
I appreciate y'all as always.
All right, hey, you know what? Your two Super Bowl wins,
both on Fox. That's what I'm saying.
We got to have Fox do all of them from now on.
There you go. Now the offseason, hit them straight. There we go. All right. Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl champion and MVP.
Hey, Pearly. I don't know, man. I think maybe the league might be grooming Mahomes to be the new face. You see the wife and the kid after the game, all American apple pie.
Is she white? She white?
She's a Becky, yes, indeed.
Oh, Lord.
He followed in his dad's footsteps. It's all good, man. Like father, like son. All right, we got that Andy Reid queued up now. Let's hear Andy Reid post.
You know something about Andy Reid?
What happened?
He's I think he's one of the most underrated coaches in the NFL in terms of recognition. You know, they tried to make the god of football, Bill Belichick and all that. But if you look at what Andy Reid has done.
He done some winning in his time.
He lost Hill. And he reinvented their offense. Reestablished their offensive line to go back and win the Super Bowl. He's got to be one of the greatest right now. And I think, as far as I can say, I think he's really better than Belichick. But anyway, let me hear what he has to say.
All right, let's hear Andy Reid postgame. Short and sweet from Andy Reid postgame last night after winning his second Super Bowl. And, of course, don't forget, Andy Reid is something now like 28-4 when he has 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent. Did it again. Let's hear from Super Bowl winning coach Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Was the difference? Well, I'll give the credit to the big old line and to Pat Mahomes and all those guys around him. Eric Bieniemy was phenomenal also.
Patrick Mahomes clearly hindered. What does he continue to show in these efforts, Andy?
Well, he's in. I mean, that's all that needs to be said, right? MVP. And he saw it tonight.
What does the moment mean to you, Andy?
It means a lot. I could kiss you right now, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, Andy, that's enough right there. Leave that alone right there. Andy got a little fired up there, Pearly. You hear that? Doing the Joe Namath impersonation, right? But nonetheless,
Yep.
That's his second Super Bowl. I think his legacy is cemented, like you said. He'll definitely go down as one of the greats of all time. But you got to look at it for what it is, man. The Kansas City Chiefs went into the half down by 10, came out early in the second half, went right down the field and scored. And I said, okay, here they come. Kansas City going to win this game in the second half. I didn't expect them to score in every possession, but they did. And they gutted that daunted Philadelphia defense. That Philadelphia defense, it was weird. It looked like when you got a quicker fighter fighting a heavier fighter and the quicker fighter landing all the blows. That's how Kansas City looked in the second. I just kept bringing blow after blow after blow. And Philadelphia looked a little winded. I give Jalen Hurts a lot of credit for getting them down and tying up the game, but I don't think Kansas City was going to be outdone last night. They were going to win that game.
I think I was coaching. I think all that was coaching. I think Andy Reid and Bieniemy did a phenomenal job of coaching that game, adjusting at the halftime, making some doing some different things, and they knew that they were keying in on Kelce. So what happened? Your boy JJ.
Yeah, I mean McKinnon had a couple of big plays. I think an underrated component in that game
in the second half
was Pacheco. Pacheco was huge in the second half.
Yes, yes, yes. Pacheco, yes, of course.
And Juju Schuster-Smith was also big in the second half, too.
Yep.
So we'll see where he ends up. A lot of these guys in Kansas City, you know, they're going to end up elsewhere, like Juju, who was on a one-year deal. He may return because he likes it and wants to go after two, but at the same time, money elsewhere. But Kansas City seems to be able to retool the arsenal because Mahomes only counts a very low percentage of their salary cap.
That's the point I was raising. That's what I was saying. He only taking up 17% of their salary cap. They did a brilliant move in paying him early, which a lot of people thought it was too early to pay him that kind of money. But they paid him early, so they got him on lock. Now they got some money they can spend on some other people, so they could really save some free agents. So they could pretty much, and like I said, they're the youngest team, one of the youngest teams in the league. They could be there for a while.
And for years to come, for sure.
Yep.
So we'll see where it goes, but at the end of the day.
But you know, I always enjoy Super Bowl Sunday because you get to watch other sports as well. And I actually sat down and I'm starting to get into women basketball. And I watched.
I wonder why.
I watch LSU I played South Carolina. It was South Carolina, but I have the equivalent of a man crush on Angel Reese, the 6'3" forward from LSU. Apart from being fine, this woman can play some ball. But they're the number 3 team in the nation. They were 23-0, and they played South Carolina, who was like 25-0. South Carolina just find them the pieces.
Yeah, Dawn Staley got an awesome team in that South Carolina team.
Dawn Staley's done a great job. She was there last year for Battle for Atlantis
and everything, and trust me, Dawn Staley and the crew, they off the chain.
Well, they're the defending national champs. Plus, they had a player of the year in the Boston girls.
Yep, they got a solid squad. Let's get to the phone lines, Pearly. We got a caller. Let's see what the caller's got to say real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is the number one, now Super Bowl champion again.
Go ahead.
City Chief.
Go ahead. Go ahead and speak on it, Big Chief.
You know how it is, right?
You are Big Chief. You are called Big Chief Holding Trophy.
Thank you. Listen, it's crazy when you spot them 10 points and then run them back. Run them back! I mean, what we saw yesterday is everybody was picking the Eagles straight across the board. I think Jason McCourty was the only one. I mean,
Steve Young.
Okay, Steve. But everybody else, the whole Fox thing, picked the Eagles.
Jimmy Johnson and on them. Yep.
And Eagles by 10. I was like. Then I remember these two. They, you know, the Foxes do NFC football. They ain't really watch no AFC football, right?
No.
And half of them are haters anyway. They don't want to see. They really don't want to see Mahomes and Reed get their due, right? I mean, what Terry Bradshaw said to the Andy Reid on that stage. He lucky Chris Jones didn't knock him off that stage. Come waddle over here. Like it was so.
Let's be honest, though. He does look like Wally Walrus, though. Let's be honest.
That's beside the point.
But he does look like him, though.
Listen to me. If Naughty the Comedian was in charge of doing that, that's a joke you could tell. You are a professional broadcaster now for years and years and years, as Terry Bradshaw. You should be better than that. That's the problem. You should be better than that. But anyway, that's small stuff, right? I mean, at the end of the day, what we saw was real coaching. Real quarterbacking, perfect play calling. I mean, the play calling was.
You know what I saw there and thought as they unwound all them players out of the West Coast offense and off that Andy Reid tree? I went down that Andy Reid tree, and guess who was on that Andy Reid tree? Mike McCarthy. I can leave that alone.
Well, you know, every tree got a dead branch.
Mike ain't a dead branch. A couple other ones on that tree was dead branch. Mariucci was a deader branch than him.
Let's sort up dead branch off. That's all.
Listen, you remember now, Peterson, who won for the Eagles a couple of years ago.
Off that tree. Yes, sir.
Okay. You said he was him. Okay. Yeah. So I think, you know, and for me, if I was Eric Bieniemy and Steve Spagnuolo, I know y'all want to be head coaches. But Clark Hunt was paid him like head coaches. All right? And they should stick around and take this run wherever this run could go. Because you've been to the Super Bowl now, right? 3 out of 4 years. You done won 2 out of them 3. If you just keep doing that over the next 10 years, okay? You will
say dynasty
on 6 titles. 6 to 7 titles.
You say dynasty? Okay?
I'm as much as a fan as I am, right? I'm also logical, okay?
So
we will discuss whether people are dynasties after they finish playing.
Yeah, okay? That makes sense. I live with that.
We can do that. Brady's the GOAT. You can't get around that. He has 7, right? And when Mahomes finish, we'll have that talk and we'll see, right? So
okay.
Like people don't want to say, oh, LeBron versus Jordan. Wait till LeBron retire and then put the two things up together and you will get out, right? But for me, all I can tell you is, I'm on top of the football world, Naughty.
My
dog's a back-to-back champion.
Please say that you're a true Kansas City Chief fan. Oh. You've been talking this for years now. You've been a fan forever.
Listen,
you have a right, brother. Enjoy your time, my brother.
A fella told somebody the other day, he say, oh, you wearing Chiefs gear? Brother say, man, me and this boy was in COB in 1990, and he's walking around in Chiefs t-shirt.
Yep.
So
yeah, as long as I know him, I've been a Chief fan. I can't run from that.
Straight true. So we got a good, and guess what? We set up for the future. We got 8 rookies that are going to be draft really well. We have 11 draft picks in the next draft. Okay?
All right. You're piling on now. Just enjoy your Super Bowl, all right? You ain't got to rub it in. go to Spritz and have a cocktail.
Listen, you be happy for me because at least the Eagles ain't got another title.
Exactly. That's why I picked you, Alan. That's why I won on Allen game. And I good, man.
But listen. It's going to be a good year. I'm open to go out for the draft. I'm open to go out for the draft.
Combine's in 1 month.
The combine's in a month.
Yeah, man.
All right, be safe, champ. Right. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, my brother. Yes, y'all take it easy.
You too now. All right, Purdy. We got to get to the break because, you know, coming up, Rich Eisen taking us home. So you got anything to say before you get up out of here? Real quick, though, I like the new look Lakers. They won without LeBron the other night.
Man, listen. I can call him the Japanese because I can never pronounce his name.
I love him.
That brother got Kim.
Yeah, but
he's a good compliment for the team. He can hit the three. He can give it one or two, hit three
now,
for the game.
Remember,
he can give you a rebound.
Remember I told you about Jared Vanderbilt, what an energy dog he was and how crazy he could be going, right?
Yeah.
Now wait till they unleash the Black Bomba on him tonight. Mo Bamba's in the building. And you watch
I'm watching the two-headed monster at center.
Two-headed monster at center. Young, athletic, nasty, shot blockers, and can hit the three. There's no excuse now with AD. He can play power forward and shut up. Go get what you need to get.
But they really give AD. They give AD a hard time against in Golden State. But that's all right.
It's all good. We want it anyhow. But yeah. We'll talk tomorrow, Purdy. We're going to let Rich Eisen take us home. So we're going to get to the break, and Rich will take us home. And for all you Super Bowl aficionados and football aficionados, very interesting points Rich here bringing up, man. What does this speak for the legacy of Mahomes moving forward, and can he catch Brady? We'll figure it out. The fun part will be watching, right, Purdy?
Yes, it will be.
There you go, man. We'll chop it up tomorrow. I appreciate you, big bro. We'll talk again tomorrow. Everybody who chimed in today, good stuff. And we'll see you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Gonna hit the air fryer. Later.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin'. Loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order, combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Is your 2023 goal to move into your own home? Well, future homeowner, enjoy another payday. Build or buy a home with financing from CIBC First Caribbean, and you'll receive cash back every month for 1 year. A home is one of your greatest investments, so secure one soon. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/homeowners payday for more info. Offer valid from January 9 through to March 31, 2023. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We talk all about legacies leading into the game. And when we get particularly bored, we wonder whose legacy will be improved the most. Get out of here with that. Anybody who wins a Super Bowl, that's whose legacy is improved the most. Who needs that Super Bowl win more when you already have one? Compared to somebody who doesn't have any. Get out of here. Can't have enough. As Gordon Gekko once said, greed, for the lack of a better word, is good. And sports is all about greed being good. And Patrick Mahomes, with this Super Bowl win, now enters very rarefied air. We talked about Mount Rushmores for coaches, and you could put anybody on there. We mentioned in our Overreaction Monday segment how Andy Reid now is in a rare club that has only 4 coaches in it. He's one of them. Landry, Belichick, and Shula are the others. 200 wins as a head coach now with multiple Super Bowls. I'm like, that could be a Mount Rushmore. You mentioned TJ. What about Chuck Knoll? And you, Mike Del Tufo, said, what about Bill Walsh? Certainly, since you refer to yourself as the Bill Walsh of audio.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I saw on our Twitter feed, what about Joe Gibbs? That's the whole idea about an argument about Mount Rushmore. What about Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks? If you want to choose, say, 4, there's only 4 players all time with multiple MVP awards and multiple Super Bowls. And they are Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and now Patrick Mahomes. He has joined this group.
7. I mean...
For Brady. Yeah, 7 Super Bowls.
That's just so
Manning. Peyton Manning has the same number of Super Bowls as Mahomes now has, 2. But Manning has 5 MVPs. Brady, 3 MVPs, 7 Super Bowls. Montana, just a mere 2 MVPs and 4 Super Bowl wins. And so Mahomes has got himself in this spot. By the way, at age 27. 27 years of age. And what he's doing is changing the entire direction of a franchise. Was Andy Reid a Hall of Fame head coach when he wound up in Kansas City? No, not yet. Was Andy Reid a Hall of Fame head coach in Kansas City with Alex Smith there? No, not yet. He's a Hall of Fame head coach now. Travis Kelce. Was he a Hall of Famer on a career path, Hall of Fame path with Alex Smith? No. And this is no disrespect to Alex Smith, who I saw looked great, by the way, at the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is that guy. He's that unicorn. He's changing lives. He's changing the lives of all Kansas City sports fans. I saw Paul Rudd with his awesome son, Jack Rudd, at the game. By the way, I've known since he was a baby in a car seat. My God, I'm old. He sounded just like his dad. Schrager was interviewing him on Fox, and he said, I just want to thank Patrick Mahomes for existing. That is the perfect way it should be said by a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Thank you for existing, Patrick Mahomes, because without you, this franchise might still be roaming the desert. This franchise, in the 5-year span that Mahomes has been starting since 2018, 75 wins. That is second place for the most wins in a 5-year span, including playoffs, in NFL history, 2 wins behind the 2003-2007 Patriots. We all know the 2007 Patriots didn't lose a regular season game. 1 ahead of the 2014-2018 Patriots, which was the last great run for Tom Brady there, too. So Brady's surrounding him. In this, he's right there in that warm center, like a nice rare steak. He is unbelievable. The 75 wins in the last 5 seasons, most in the NFL, second most, the Bills with 57. Last five seasons, including playoffs, the point differential the Chiefs have, they're plus 729. Next closest team are the Ravens at 510 on the plus side. He has 1,000% changed the course of not just his career, but the careers of everyone around him and the franchise that employs him. Period. End of story. And what he has done now last night. We will look back when he goes into the Hall of Fame. And I can say that after just five seasons. When he goes into the Hall of Fame, we will look back at Super Bowl 57 and say that's the moment when Mahomes started becoming the GOAT of his own generation. That's the moment when Mahomes became the face of the NFL. That's the moment when Mahomes took over the entire league, because it was his second Super Bowl win. He now enters the pantheon of a multiple Super Bowl game winner. He also ended a very long streak of league MVPs playing in the Super Bowl and losing. Last quarterback who won the league MVP and then won the Super Bowl that he was playing in was Kurt Warner back in 1999. And the nine league MVPs who played in the Super Bowl and lost in a row, that streak was started by Tom Brady beating Kurt Warner in Brady's first. Unbelievably, Brady in his three MVP seasons, he never either made the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl. Not even he could break up that streak. He started the streak. He also kept it going when he beat Matt Ryan coming from behind.
Beat Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game.
Well, he prevented Mahomes from even getting the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about making the Super Bowl and preventing somebody else who won the league MVP from winning. Mahomes ended that streak last night, and he did it with his, by far, best Super Bowl performance to date. And maybe this is the way it's going to go for him forevermore in the big game. It's possible he can have an off game if he makes it back, which he will. We all know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But this is,
we don't know,
he
man.
He will
Rich,
make it
you
back.
Said the same thing about Aaron Rodgers.
He will.
Like, come on.
Make it.
And Brady went 10 years back. Without making it.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers. And I just said those words.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
He's
just saying,
better than
you
Aaron Rodgers.
You never know.
Reed's better than McCarthy. The team around him is better than the team that was around Rodgers. He's making it back. I feel very comfortable in making those statements.
You would bet your children's college fund on it?
Oh, you know what? I mean, that's an absurd way to put it. I mean, would you bet your life on it? Of course not. I mean, because it's still a variable. I'm just feeling very confident about it. You could say that about anything I say into this microphone, TJ. But I mean, in all honesty, this guy, last night, with that performance in that game against an opponent that was outstanding and against a kid younger than him who is a lion-hearted like him, showing up in that game playing like Jalen Hurts played, and he played the way that he played in the first Super Bowl, if we believe Brady's retired for good, in the first Super Bowl when Tom Brady's gone. Last year, as we know, he didn't play in the Super Bowl. Last year was technically the first Super Bowl with Tom Brady gone, but I don't think we really believed it or felt like we feel right now about Brady is retired for good. The numbers are now fixed that he's chasing. And with Brady officially gone, it's now his world. He's the quarterback. That's it. Interestingly enough, 3 weeks ago, he gets hurt against the Jacksonville Jaguars. They make it to the AFC Championship game. The Bengals are all chesty calling it Burrowwood. Burrowhead. And it's interesting. Everybody thought, like, it's Burrow's time to take it over. And who stepped up with a gimpy ankle and still took his team to the Super Bowl and just won it on that gimpy ankle? By the way, with a 26-yard run to put his team in the red zone for the eventual game-winning field goal.
Is that the play of the game?
Patrick Mahomes. That was unbelievable. I couldn't believe he kept running.
That
and at one point he was running away.
It was like, how are they not catching him?
From the Eagles.
Well, his ankle wasn't really hurt.
He was. Here he goes. He, doing that, this is, these are the moments, despite the New England bitterness. Okay. You've had your moments against Mahomes. Don't worry. You delayed his ascendancy enough.
I love Mahomes.
I know that. But, well, his run, his performance, as I mentioned, put it all together. And what he has done with just a couple weeks ago, a lot of people thinking this is the end of his time being alone, astride, atop the AFC. Even I bought into the whole business of not being an AFC West champion. This is kind of his moving on from Cincinnati moment. When Brady was all thought he was done, he's moving on to Cincinnati. This is moving on from Cincinnati moment. And that we will look back and look at this Super Bowl this Sunday as the watershed moment, I believe. I've just made a lot of statements that have a lot of variables to it. And in this league where anything can happen, crazy.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.